Good evening, Blood Greeters. It's Sunday evening. It's exactly on the dot of 9 o'clock, and I'm here with, can I use your name?
Absolutely.
Okay, with Mr. Rick Barry, formerly known as Operative American Guy.
Yes.
Because he is an American guy. And we're having a dinner party.
Oh, theoretically a dinner party.
Theoretically, sorry about that. Due to incredible disorganisation, he's been here 2 hours and I haven't given him any food yet. But we're just about to do that. It's going to be ready in about 15 minutes. So I've got another bastard to interview, another fellow male. And it's tricky because this is quite unique amongst the ones of these that we've done. We've also got two females present. One of whom has already been, you must not speak. One of whom, because you've already been done, Gab. Gab, you were bitch number one or two, depending on how you look. And we've got Jay, who, if she spoke, would become bitch number six, and she doesn't want to
be. But she doesn't want to be in.
Like, I had her totally lined up to be the next one.
Was it number six that she doesn't like, or?
Yeah, she doesn't like the number six.
Oh, that's fair. Well,
at least that was what she said. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's a cunning ruse. But anyway, I generally don't sort of set an agenda for these things, but we tend to talk about gender issues and stuff. That seems to be the breakdown. Because, yeah, I'm very determined that these have to be sexually segregated.
Yeah.
What is the term? Are they talking about boys, girls, boys, school, or co-education? School. These are not co-educational.
No.
But we do have a chick sitting in, which is kind of hot.
I don't know if I'm comfortable breaking the rules like this, though.
No,
I don't want it looking, I don't want it, you know, reflected back on me.
It's got nothing to do with you, though. It's not your fault. Jay lives here and Gab. No, well, it's up to you. You can stay here if you like. I'm kind of enjoying it. You can leave. Yeah, you can leave if you like. Might make it easier for us to talk about guy stuff, which is what this is really all about. You know.
Although, and off she goes.
She's got a very thick skin. You know, she's very little offense girl. That's one of the things I like about her. She's making fun of gestures. But yeah, I mean, what were we talking about before? We were talking about Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
The terrible addictive substance here.
It is. It's just, you do get to the point where it's just, gotta check my status. No, don't want to update my status. Want to do something else. Must live in the real world.
Ah, the real world. I don't believe in the real world. Yeah, the real world is whatever you're focusing on at any given time. If you're focusing on Facebook, then that's the real world to you. If you're focusing on something else, it's the real world to you. I mean, obviously, yeah.
I don't know, reality, it's...
It's what you make it.
It is, it's what you make it.
It is. I mean, yeah, people talk about realities in terms of things that you come up against that you have to deal with, like, you know, you need to eat and you need money to live and stuff like that. And
yeah.
So that's reality, you know. Or,
yeah.
You know, someone's trying to kill you, that's reality.
I think there's other...
That's how the word is generally used.
Yeah. I try not to get hung up on definitions.
Yeah, so. Man. Well, I don't know, it interests me, like, we construct the world with words to a very large degree, and we forget that we totally made them up.
Yeah.
You know, they're an invention of ours, they're a tool.
Mm.
So that's a very philosophical, as I was saying before, we had a huge night last night, like, went to this incredible cocktail party in Carlton, took drugs and was up until the, you know, till daybreak.
It's much more of a low-key thing tonight.
This is a low-key thing, yeah.
But I'm getting old. Low-key is what I do. I'm pushing 40. That's something
that's not that old.
Well, no.
I'm
but everyone says that, you know, life begins at 40. Well, you know, what have I been doing up till now? So I don't know. No, it's not old. It's a state of mind. My grandmother, you know, she just had her 90th birthday and she still talks about, oh, I'm going to visit the old people. So
age doesn't really matter. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. I appreciate, curiously enough, as I get older, the real value of getting older and having more experience and a bit more wisdom and sort of, you know, like, when you're young, you sort of look at getting old, and being old is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
But it's not the worst thing in the world.
No.
It's good. It has a lot of fun. And it's totally a state of mind. Like, there's sort of socially prescribed ideas about what you should be like or what you should be doing at a certain age, but that all that stuff can get fucked.
Yeah.
Basically, to me, the benefit of getting older is you become more aware of your own autonomy and your own freedom to do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Man, you're totally being you. The combination between Meg, my sister, who was here earlier, Gab, Jay, and I, you're totally being walked all over conversationally. Yeah, doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
Say something else. We need more.
Oh, talk about my new appearance.
You've shaved your head.
Yeah.
But you're finding that to be successful. It does seem to suit you. It looks really different because you used to have long hair.
Yeah. I've had it long most of my adult life. I've worn it long. Mm. So I've shaved it off. This is not the first time I shaved it off. But the thing is, I've shaved it off and then let it grow back. But I'm kind of liking it. like this for now. I tell you, it's not low maintenance though. Yeah. Well, you gotta tap, you know, clean it up every couple of days.
You've got it. All right, yeah.
But you know, on the other hand, you know, you don't have to comb it. So I guess
you don't have to comb it. You don't have to wash it. You don't have to get haircuts.
It's weird though. I've got this weird sort of, you know how when people lose a limb, they get this whole sort of phantom limb syndrome going there. It's starting to fade now, but especially the first several days after I cut it off, I kept getting, you know, I'd turn my head and I'd feel the hair on the back of my neck. I'll be standing in the shower and I'll let, you know, water would flow over and I'm feeling, you know, my hair mat to my neck.
Oh, that's, you probably really literally physically
feel it. You literally feel it. It's like, fun. You know, I'll put my hand up and it's like, no, there's nothing there, but I'm feeling like there is, so.
I admire you because you can pull it off. You can pull off the shaved head, which is really what you've got to do, I think, when you go bald. Like, you can do what you want, but I think people, it looks fairly stupid to you know, just shave your head. But except I've got this horribly shaped skull and it looked terrible with the shaved head, so I don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
I wish I could. Yeah. But it's odd to do it in the middle of winter, though. I mean, is it not cold?
Yeah, it is cold, and, you know, everyone's saying it's, oh, you know, not the best time of year. And I suppose I am feeling it. You don't expect it. I think, you know, the day I did, I walked outside for a minute, and I'm feeling wind, you know, on the back of my, and it was a windy day, and I'm feeling the wind on the back of my head, and it's like, ooh, never quite really felt cold in that particular spot on my body before, so,
So it was an exciting new experience.
Yes.
Felt cold.
Something new.
I think that's enough.
I think so.
Thanks for coming. Thanks
no
for
worries.
Being part of my blogging series. I don't know how much more legs it's got. I've got, like I was saying, I've got a list of guys that I would like to talk to. But yeah, it may take the rest of the year to get them all to actually come to my house. It has to be done here. That's the rule. Yeah, okay. It has to be done here at Shehag Kurey. Are you drinking vodka in that, or is it just juice?
Mainly juice,
but you've got some vodka. Okay, I just need to know that for the post title.
Yeah.
You know, because it's always got to be connected to a beverage or some kind of.
I think Gab put a little bit of vodka in there. Vodka juice and soda water.
Vodka juice and soda water.
And it's delightfully sort of a pale orangey colour.
You've got one of our limes that look like lemons that we grew in the garden.
Lemons look like lemons.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it might be one of the lemons. We have a lemon tree and a lime tree, but the limes are yellow.
Yellow limes?
Yeah, they're totally limes inside, but they look like lemons on the outside.
How bizarre.
I don't know what that's about. There we go. That is all. Good evening. Thank you.
Thanks.